Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news. Scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome in to Light the Lamp. I'm joined today in the Paul Correa studio by the Vice President of Marketing, Merritt Tully. Merritt, it's a huge day for the Anaheim Ducks. How are you feeling? How are things going so far?
Feeling great. Really excited. It's a great day to be a Ducks fan today. I feel like we're on the precipice of something special in a lot of ways. And today is really a marker occasion for the franchise. And just excited to be, honestly, a small piece of what is an organizational monumental milestone.
Brand new identity for the Anaheim Ducks. And it's sitting right over your shoulder behind you in the locker, that beautiful new jersey. Let's start at the very beginning, just how this idea came about to go back to that classic logo, but of course, a refreshed version of it. 2 or 3 years ago, the idea started.
Yeah, you know, conversations started a little over 3 years ago in earnest about this process and this day, really. And really, you have to go back to the start of our franchise to really tell the whole story. We've got such a unique beginning to who the Anaheim Ducks are, being born from a movie and really having that as really an identity that has stretched over time and now over three decades. And so, just over 3 years ago, Aaron Teets and Henry and Susan started having conversations about the direction. When we looked at what's going to happen after the 30th anniversary, what would be, you know, that would be a natural pivot point, and recognizing what our fans have been craving over time. You know, you have to have it hand it to our ownership group. They had a very open mind into what the future vision could be, and from there, you know, Jillian Samueli really took this project and made it her own. And we worked hard to put something together that we think is just, we think it's outstanding.
When you look back at the last couple seasons, there have been sparks of that old logo just in, you know, the orange jersey, the white, those alternates. But do you think that kind of helped, you know, start this conversation and what we're seeing today?
Well, part of those early conversations were around taking a look at what our fans are looking for. And and Henry and Susan have long said that this organization should be looked at as a community asset. And they look at this in really a long-term view. Of generationally what this franchise could mean to this community. And so in doing that, you look at really the popularity of our marks over time, and seeing the fact that that this mark has an enduring popularity to it. They were actually really, really in favor of doing something like we're doing here. As a franchise now that's 30 years old, I like to say a lot like us as humans. You know, you start as a youth. You've got this kind of playful demeanor, like we did as the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim, being born from Disney. We went into our teenage years. We kind of moved into that new D mark. It was really popular. It had that kind of, you know, dark and foreboding look. We had some of our best on ice success in that mark, right? We won California's first Stanley Cup in that mark, and so it's part of our history. We're proud of that D mark. It's why you see it on the shoulder patch. The shoulder patch is here. At the same time, once you turn 30, for those of us that have, you kind of look back at your history. You can walk with some confidence. You can walk with a little bit of swagger in who you've been, but also who you're becoming and who you will be. And so this mark reflects that that ability for us to really look toward the future of who the Anaheim Ducks Anaheim Ducks will be.
You mentioned too, just embracing the community, this now being, you know, the people's team. And we see that with the new jersey, the logo as well. How do you see, you know, this starting fresh, you know, for the community to embrace the team as well?
Well, something that we're rolling out today is a new platform of ours. Orange Country is mm-hmm. what you'll see a lot of. And obviously the color orange is big in this jersey set. Well, it's big in our identity and who we are. And we believe, you know, Orange County is underserved as a professional sports market. There's 3 million people in Orange County. There's 2 million in Riverside County. That's a top 10 market in the country. Yet because we are an LA television market, a lot of people haven't delineated between Orange County and LA. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of people, I think, in LA believe that everyone that lives in Orange and Riverside counties wish they lived in LA, and it's simply not the case. And so we want to embrace that Orange County community that, mm-hmm. that frankly, is much more diverse than people give it credit for. And so you'll see in a lot of what we're doing moving forward, a pride in where we're from, and the history and the future of where Orange County is going. And so while it's a jersey set here that we're debuting, it's really an attitude of who the Mighty Ducks, or I should say Mighty Ducks, oops, we are very mighty, who the Anaheim Ducks are mm-hmm. And will be in the future.
I want to ask too, I mean, why not the old colors? Why the orange and the gold and the black? Why did the team decide to stay in that direction?
Well, part of the research that we did as we look to launch this, and again, it's why it takes time to really think about these things and consider where you're going. We know that our original colors are very popular with a set of fans, and the research shows that there is a set of fans that that really embrace that original color palette. There's also a number of fans that really embrace this orange mm-hmm. color. And there's some that like them both. And so in taking a look at where we wanted to go with this initial color palette and really leaning into this Orange Country idea, we knew that that was the way to go now. Nobody is saying that down the line there isn't an opportunity to incorporate maybe some of that historical mm-hmm. Color palette. But we just finished up our 30th anniversary season, which was an incredibly successful year, and one where we took a deep dive into the history of our organization. This is an opportunity to really look at who we have on the ice and look at where our organization is going in the future. And so that is orange.
Let's talk about the creative process that led to the design. Was it a small team that worked on the logo, and what did that look like?
Ultimately, we had I'll call it a very veteran team that was smaller in nature. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, you know, Jillian Samueli was instrumental in the design of both the jersey, the logo, the number system, and the color palette. But we had the folks from Fanatics, who the design crew there has been along with for the ride with each of the jersey providers that the league has seen in the last couple of years. So there's really a depth of history with league marks mm-hmm. with that group. And then a couple of us here on the team side, our president, Aaron Teets, was big in this as well. So the group was fairly small as we set out to kind of chart the major points of this mm-hmm. jersey design. And then we widened it out a little bit as we move forward.
And just a reminder that we have exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. Goettl, we make comfort easy to spell. Looking at some of those major points specifically, let's start with the eye. Bright orange, very different from, you know, the original Mighty Ducks logo, but why the orange?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about the orange eye. We focused on it pretty heavily in the lead up here in the teaser campaigns, and it's something that we think really is going to be a big part of both our in-game elements, some of the promotional things that we do around the new logo, longer form. So you're going to see that in-game a bit, at maybe some marker moments during each contest. But more importantly, we think it helps additionally tie the orange and the orange color palette in a new and unique way.
A couple other things with the crest. The sticks are a little different. The mask is a little different. Just some subtle changes with it. But what stands out about some of those different features?
Well, when you start talking about an iconic logo like this, one thing we wanted to make sure was that we were, you know, honorable to the past and the popularity and the things that people really liked about the logo. Ultimately, Disney designed this logo when the team, you know, first came into existence, and this just in. Disney does really good logos. And so we wanted to recognize that, and we wanted to make sure that we stayed true to the essence of that original mark and at the same time updated in ways. So there are some shading differences, as you alluded to. There are some color variations that are a little bit different than the past. We did make a change to the stick, but one thing that actually even a lot of really core Ducks fans don't see, we wanted to keep some Easter eggs in there that were from our past as well. And so in the sticks, and people didn't see this as much with the old logo again, WW is in the stick tape for Wild Wing. And that's a little Easter egg that we wanted to make sure stayed consistent with the new and current version. So you can take a little deeper look at that stick tape, and there is still WW in that tape itself as well. We made some nuance changes to the eyebrow of the Wild Wing mask. What you'll see from both our team on and off the ice is what we like to call unexpected aggression. And the Ducks, maybe for a little too long, have been seen as nice. But in some of the studies that we've done over the past year or so, we've learned a lot about actual Ducks and their ability to walk with a little bit of swagger and a little bit of confidence, just like our team can, because we've been there before. I always like to remind people when I can, and I'll do it right now, that the Anaheim Ducks were the first team in California to win a Stanley Cup.
Yep.
The last ones to arrive, the first ones to get to the top. Mm-hmm. And so there's a little bit of confidence that we should carry ourselves with in that. And you'll see that in the mask and a little bit more of an arched eyebrow that has an aggressive tone to it. As well, that eyebrow has an aggressive bend to it, like a California wave. We've got a lot of beach breaks, we've got a lot of rock reef breaks, and anybody that looks off at that kind of idyllic Southern California setting will think that it looks beautiful. But you can take a couple steps into the water, head out to the wedge, and let a couple of those break on your head, and you recognize that those aren't quite as nice, calm, and chill as you would think. Orange County can sometimes be. And so there's a lot of pieces of the logo that I think speak more definitively to who we want to be and who you're going to see the Anaheim Ducks be in the future.
You're going to have a lot of people looking deep at this logo now to see these different points of the crest. Part of this, though, is the color change in that the gold is brighter, the orange is deeper. What was some of the thought process behind that?
You know, we wanted to make sure that there was a good pop in that gold, and also wanted to make sure that, frankly, when we look at equipment manufacturers and how the uniform ultimately lays out, that we had everything matching. So we did a little bit of a darker hue to that orange. We feel like that has a better look on TV, as well as when you're live in the bowl, and that gold has a nice pop to it. And I think if you look at the clean lines associated with the number system, as well as the logo, it definitely has borne out.
The orange will be worn at Honda Center at home, wearing that patch as well for the sponsor, Western National. But then the away jersey, that white, will there be a sponsor on that one yet?
Great question. And it's something we're working on right now, Alexis. You know, Western National has been an incredible partner for us on the home sweaters. And this being a new jersey, there is a lot of work being done right now to find that right and proper partner for that away patch. And it's something that I think we're hoping to have news on in the next couple of weeks.
Part of that away jersey, that white jersey, is the white helmet on the home. It's the orange helmet, which is pretty unique for the Ducks. I mean, it's a lot of orange on the home jerseys, and then obviously the white changing it up on the road. But when you look at the thought process behind the helmets too, you know, what was the decision there to go with the orange and white?
Well, we wanted to be bold, and we wanted to make a statement, and we, again, We wanted people to understand that they were not just entering Honda Center, they were entering Orange Country. Mm-hmm. And as we look into the stands, we expect there to be a ton of orange moving forward. And we wanted our players to attack with that same sort of ferocity and full of orange. And so we looked at a ton of different color combinations, as you might imagine, moving into this. And really, it kept going back to, if we really want to own the color orange, how are we going to do that if we're not willing to go full bore into it? And so we're excited. We think it ultimately looks great. When you look at it on the ice, it really pops. And so we're excited for fans to be able to see it here in the next couple of months.
Merritt, one last question for you. The big part of this too, just keeping with that D on the shoulder, that patch, it's a little different now. It has a sparkly gold to it, that new gold that we were just talking about. But how important was it, you know, for ownership and for the team to keep that legacy on the shoulder?
You know, as I talked about, those were our seminal moments thus far, I'll call it, in Ducks history on the ice, were in that logo. And so we feel like it's important to carry that as a piece of where we're going in the future, but it's going to take a bit of a back seat. And so, yeah, there's a couple of changes to that D that was updated as well. We took out one of the color strokes. We actually, and it's tough to see visually, we made it a little tighter so that it balanced a bit more. But we think it's kind of the perfect location up there on the shoulder, bringing it along with us as a piece of who we are, but not quite front and center as it was for so many years with us.
So excited for all the fans to experience Orange Country this year at Honda Center. Merritt, thank you so much for taking the time today. It is such an exciting time for the Anaheim Ducks, and we appreciate you sharing all the details on this new identity.
Well, it really is. Alexis, thank you very much for the time. It's an exciting day to be not only an employee of the Ducks here, as somebody who's been here for over 24 years. You know, I can honestly say it's one of the most exciting times to not only work here, but to be a fan of this team. When you look at the monumental day of bringing this logo and a refreshed logo back onto the ice, you take a look at what Pat Verbeek and Aaron are doing with the team and the turnaround that is on hand and just about ready to really take off. It's an exciting, exciting time to be a part of this organization and just happy to be a small part.
And get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.